Joined this morning by Tony Ann Sweeney of the National Weather Service Office. All right, Tony, looking at these snow totals, it's interesting to see that there's a winter weather advisory in place for areas south of the city, but the city of Buffalo not under those advisories, but yet some fairly significant snowfall coming to Buffalo today. Kind of give us an outline of what's going to take place here.
Yeah, right now, pretty much for the remainder of the day, we're going to see this steady snow continue across the area. We're expecting the heaviest snowfall amounts to be south of the thruway, probably looking at general amounts down there of about 3 to 6 inches, but across the metro area, looking at snowfall totals anywhere between 2 to 3 inches today.
So now what are we looking at here for this morning commute? That's obviously the first and foremost on people's mind. I mean, is it going to be enough snow to really make a significant impact on folks going to work today?
Well, the snow is pretty steady right now here at the airport. We've had about a half inch right now this morning, and over the next couple hours or so, probably accumulate a little bit more, probably another half inch to an inch, and that'll definitely make especially untreated roads snow-covered and pretty slick this morning.
All right. Now, what about the things like wind that always seem to contribute to making these a difficult scenario? What can we expect there?
Not going to have much wind today, and temperatures will be not too bad, generally in the lower 30s today.
At the same time, we have that winter weather advisory for areas south. You mentioned that the south of the thruway things will be a little bit heavier for sure. But also, if I'm not mistaken, a winter storm watch has been issued for tonight for Chautauqua County. What should those folks expect?
Well, we're going to have a pretty strong cold front move through the area Wednesday morning, and that's going to bring a much colder air into the area, and we're going to see some lake effect snow set up, and looks like the heaviest potential for lake effect snow will be right across the higher elevations of Chautauqua County.
You're giving us a lot to work on here, Tony, in these next couple of days. Of course, the holiday is fast approaching. Any good news on the horizon for folks perhaps who have to travel next week?
Well, it looks like once we get past this colder air that comes in during the midweek, it looks like by the time we get to the end of the week, the weekend, and for most of the Christmas week, it looks like pretty benign weather across the area. And actually, we'll have a little bit of a warming trend. We'll see many of the days in the upper 30s and probably even see some 40s. So not much weather for at least a week or so after the next couple of days.
So we have a couple of days to get through here. So I got a feeling we'll be chatting again soon. Tony Ann Sweeney, as always, thanks very much for your time.
Okay, Jay. Have a good day.